Charlie Parker with strings. I should mention that that's one of the recordings on one of our premium albums, Charlie Parker double album set. Recordings recently reissued on the Verve record label. Our number to call again is 243-1234. Our very special guest this afternoon on Fresh Air is pianist Barry Harris. Well, Barry was at the piano before. He will, by the way, be joining us again at the piano a little later in the show. A number of people called with requests for tunes, but a number of other requests were about some of your memories. People wanted to know about some of your experiences. So we're just going to spend a while now talking.
Okay.
So let's start maybe when you were in Detroit, Barry, and in the 1950s, for instance, when you became the house pianist at a club there, where you met a lot of musicians, and where, as far as I know, your reputation really
That was another club too. We may as well mention it, because where I was fortunate enough to like to play with, I got a chance to play with Prez, was at a place called Rouge Lounge, you know. And see, this club was one of our clubs too. So we had, well, we had many clubs, because like when I started playing, about the first job I had, one of the first jobs I had was with Frankie Rosalino, who is a trombone player who just died not that long ago. And we used to work at the Bowler's Drome. That was a famous club in Detroit, too. Even though the most famous club in Detroit was the Bluebird, because that was the kind of club where just about everybody, all the musicians come to town, they would drop into the Bluebird. You know, the Bluebird was like a special kind of place. You know, I'm convinced that back in those days we must have had some kind of grapevine or some kind of vibration vine or something, because it was weird, you know, like the joints closed at 2 o'clock. Somebody could drop in there at 1:30, and before you know it, the joint would be packed. And it was like, it wasn't a case of somebody running to the telephone either, you know, and calling up everybody. It's like, it was some kind of strong vibration. Somebody must have had a feeling, and they would come to the clubs, you know. So, you know, back then, in say around the early 50s, we started a music society. We had a music society that had maybe between 5,000 and 10,000 people membership, you know, where we were able to give little concerts every week. We had young musicians come out and play. A lot of young musicians learned to play there. Charles McPherson, alto player.
He was a student of yours.
Yes, you know, I started him when he was about 15. And another little cat named Lonnie, I started him when he was 14. But all these, Roy Brooks had a chance to play at our music society, you know. So we had a really good kind of jazz scene, you know. And it's sort of, memories. Oh, let me, thinking about memories. Prayers, when he counted off a tune, all he'd do is just shrug his shoulder. His shoulder would move in time, and you'd have to go with the temple was in his shoulder, that kind of thing, you know. I don't know. It was beautiful. That's all I can say. Well, jazz is beautiful.
When you moved to New York, after being in Detroit, a lot of people who were in New York had played with you or heard about you, who were from Detroit or from there, who had stopped through and played at the Bluebird when you were the house pianist there. What did you have to do when you moved to New York to really start getting established, though?
Well, the first thing I had to do, I lived in a place for 3 years with no heat. I don't know, you know what that's like? Living in a place, we had a little coal stove, you know. Fortunately, we had a little wood-making place around the corner, too, so I was lucky all the way around. So that's what you have to do in New York, you know. But I mean, I worked a few gigs. I've never worked that much, and I've never made that much, I mean, far as music is concerned. But, I mean, it's my life anyway. And, you know, see, I'm too late to change over to fusion or confusion, whatever they call it, or to, what, the jazz rock. You know, I don't know. I got so many jazz things, I'm getting confused. Jazz confusion, jazz rock. Something. And so, you know, I've just made it in New York, you know.
You spent quite a bit of time playing with Coleman Hawkins.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was one of my greatest experiences right there. Well, that was a great experience for a lot of reasons. That was a great experience because that put things in proper perspective for me. You know, like, you know, you go around thinking a lot of Charlie Parker and the Cats. But then when I heard Coleman Hawkins, I suddenly realized, I said, nobody's done it all. You know, I can't tell you. It's like... I heard him one night, he played All the Things You Are. And when he played it, I could see that there was a lot, you know, a lot more could be done. And it was a case of, you know, once you stop looking up at people, I can't, you know, they make you understand it, not to take nothing away from anybody, but you stop looking up, sort of, and you start getting into yourself a little more, you know, and trying to find out where you are. And so now I spend my time trying to find out where I am.
I mentioned before how when I was young, all the musicians that I listened to who played rock and roll were right. In their teens, and I figured, well, what happens when you get older? Well, Coleman Hawkins is an example of someone who, like, lived through all of jazz when he was playing in the 1920s.
All of jazz, right. Well, you know, like, things nowadays, we're in a kind of thing where things are fleeting, you know, thing is here today, gone tomorrow, you know, and... groups are the same way, and half the groups won't tell their age because at a certain age they might consider you old, and so that's the end of you. You know, it's that kind of thing. But no, not with jazz particularly, because Coleman Hawkins, when I was playing with him, I don't know how old he was, 60. They say 60-something. I don't know. I thought he was older. But anyway, he was in his 60s. And, you know, some of the best musicians are in their 60s and their 70s. And, you know, really the best. Because, see, our society right now, we have what you'd call a very deep problem. Our society now is about the only thing that we're encouraging right now is illiteracy. And so our whole thing is geared towards illiteracy. And one thing, jazz is not illiterate. You know, see, jazz can't have too much to do with illiteracy because jazz is... See, I think of jazz. Jazz is Western, jazz is Eastern, jazz is classical. I had to tell a cat one day, this is really interesting. One cat was trying to be smart one day. His father owned a studio that I practiced in. I had cats come by and we'd have a class-like thing. He came in one day, he said, oh, I think I should be in that class. And I said, well, yeah, you should, man. He said, no, well, I'll stick to my classics. And I said, well, what do you think this is? He said, no, I'll stick to my Beethoven and Chopin. I said, man, look, if Chopin was alive today, you know exactly what Chopin would play. I know what Bach would be playing. If they were alive today, they definitely wouldn't be playing somebody else's music. They'd be playing, you know, they'd be improvising. And that's what they used to do back in the classics. You know, you can find classical music that got chord symbols just like we got them today. And that's what they used to do, is improvise. So, you know, jazz is not trying to figure out why our country has suddenly came up with this illiteracy thing. Sometimes I think maybe it's because we're overpopulated and stuff. And it's like they're overpopulated and they want to control the population, so they do it. And the way to control is to first make people sing lyrics to tunes, which they are making all the little kids do. The little kids know all the lyrics but don't know a lesson. You know, it's weird.
If you're just joining us, I'd like to remind you that my guest is Barry Harris, pianist, and we're going to, a little later in the show, be listening to him playing live in our studios. I'd like to remind you that our phone number is 243-1234 and our phone lines are open. If you're just joining us for the first time today, this is day one of our spring fundraising programming. As you know, we're listener-supported public radio and we rely on your support to keep us going. Most of our budget comes from listener support. Our phone number is 243-1234. We have a number of premiums you can find out about if you call. 243-1234. We're going to listen to a session that was just reissued on the Milestone Record label. And this goes back to 1962, a session with Barry Harris at the piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Clifford Jarvis drums. We were listening to some Charlie Parker a little earlier, and we're going to hear now Barry Harris playing Parker's Chasing the Bird. And do you want to say a few words about this session or what you remember from it before we hear it?
I was so happy when I finished playing the Chasing the Bird, I didn't know what to do. That's all I can say. Now, see, Chasing the Bird is a counterpoint melody, you know, and Yard played one melody and Miles Davis played the other. And it's weird, too. See, I've had a thing about this. One piano player in New York came up to me one day and he said, Harold Mayburn, to be exact, he said, Barry, I tried to play that Chasing the Bird and that Alu Cha, and I can't, man, have you tried that? I said, no, I haven't tried it. And so I tried it. And so that's my try. And it was one take, you believe it.
Okay, let's hear it. This was played in 1962 and just reissued on the Milestone Record label. Thank you. Chasing the Bird with Barry Harris at the piano, that recorded in 1962. Barry Harris is my guest this afternoon on Fresh Air. How do you feel listening back to old sessions? How do you feel, you know, what do you do with, yeah, how do you feel about listening back to old sessions?
Well, I'll be honest, I hate it. See, you know, that's a case of, see, to my musical youth, I happened to have been privileged to hear a lot of people in person, like Bird and Bud, and so that the ideals in my head are pretty high, and they're even too high for myself. So I really can't stand my records too much, too tough, you know. See, that's like, it's sort of hard for me, you know, I can't tell you, you know.
Do you keep copies of your own records around?
not too much, you know, but I have copies, you know, but don't, far as they're brand new. You believe it? The ones I've had for years are brand new.
Right.
You understand what
people say? They don't get a lot of wear.
Yeah, they don't get a lot of wear. Even though, you know, see, Monk is sort of the opposite. See, now Monk will listen a lot. And I can see the advantage, too, in listening a lot, because you can, if you listen a lot, maybe you didn't use, you could correct some of the things that you might not dig about yourself, you could correct. So, I don't know. I think I'm going to start listening more. Let's see, check it out.
You've recorded three albums in the last couple of years or so on Xanadu Records. How do you... They're all kind of concept albums. One is you playing Tad Dameron, one is you playing your own pieces, and the third is a concert performance in Tokyo. How have you decided what...
Well, no, it wasn't decided, really. Like the Tokyo thing, it was really odd. Really, what it was is that when I went to Japan, I guess people considered me... the Japanese sort of considered me the... Oh, he's the one like Bud Powell or something, you know. So it was almost like it wasn't necessarily that I wanted, but this is what they expected me to play, really, some of Bud Powell's tunes. So that's how that came about, you know. It's just a case of, well, of course, I didn't mind it because, I mean, that's just like playing Bud Powell tunes and playing Charlie Parker tunes. That's just like playing Chopin and Beethoven, as far as I'm concerned, you know. So it didn't really hurt me or nothing. Now, Tad Dameron, I think we just chose that one, because Ted had written some beautiful tunes, and, you know, and these unknown composers, I call them unknown composers. You know, when I introduce a Tad Dameron tune, I say I like a relatively obscure unknown composer, Tad Dameron, or this tune by relatively obscure alto saxophonist Charlie Parker. You know, I guess, I don't know. See, what happens with me when I start talking about the music, I want to talk about the world. So, you know, I have a little problem.
Well, we're going to... Barry Harris is going to be with us at the piano in a few minutes here on Fresh Air. And if you missed the first part of our show, he gave us a really fabulous performance live from our studios. And in a few minutes, that will continue. More live performance with Barry Harris. First, I'd like to remind you our phone lines are open all... Not all 10 of them, one of them's filled. 9 are open, waiting for your call at 243-1234. I'd like to just play you another sample of one of the recordings that we have available as a premium if you pledge $40 or more. This is another example of some of the Parker sessions that are featured on the Verve double album. And since Barry Harris has, since we've just heard him play some of Parker stuff, and since our conversation has led us a number of times to his work, let's listen to again to another one of his recordings, and this is I'm in the Mood for Love. Mm-hmm. Charlie Parker with Hank Jones at the piano, recording of I'm in the Mood for Love, one of the Parker recordings featured on the Verve Years 1948 to 1950, one of the four double albums we are offering you as a premium today for your pledge of $40 or more. If you're just joining us, this is day one of The Rites of Spring here on WUHY, which is our spring fundraising festival. The festival part is all the fantastic programming, very special programming that we have prepared throughout the week, throughout our programs here on WUHY. We are urging you and asking you and hoping that you please will call us at 243-1234 and pledge whatever you can. A pledge of $20 or more and you'll receive our program guide, $30 and you'll receive a WUHY tote bag, $40 or more and you can choose one of our four double albums work by Charlie Parker, Billie Holiday, Charlie Christian with Benny Goodman, and Louis Armstrong. And a $100 pledge, and you can receive the Smithsonian Institution collection of classic jazz. A number of people we'd like to thank. Thank you, Diane Conker of Princeton, New Jersey, for your pledge, and she says she likes Fresh Air and All Things Considered. Thank you, Beth Aller of Allentown, Pennsylvania, for your pledge, and she says she likes jazz and folk music. Tell us what you like. Why don't you give us a call at 243-1234. In just a few minutes, Barry Harris will join us again at the piano for some live performance. And this is a very special treat to have someone like Barry Harris in our studios with us playing live. This is, it's not available on record. It's not record. It's live. And he's here throughout the afternoon to be with us, and I hope that that is really inspiring you to make connection with us and to call us at 243-1234.
Terry, a moment ago you mentioned that there is going to be a lot of special programming for the rest of the week, and I notice here that on Saturday at 11:30 p.m. and at night, the Jazz Alive program from National Public Radio will be emanating on tape from the White House. And it will be a jazz concert featuring UB Blake, Lionel Hampton, Stan Getz, Buddy Rich, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, McCoy Tyner, Dizzy Gillespie, and more than 40 other musicians. And I can't imagine a more special program as far as jazz goes for WUHY's Rites of Spring fundraiser. Once again, that's at 11:30 p.m. This Saturday night.
We broadcast that live when it happened, and now we can hear it in a better fidelity because the line isn't the best, but it was certainly the biggest collection of jazz musicians, I guess, for some time ever in one place.
I remember the Charles Mingus, who recently passed away, was in the audience for that concert in his wheelchair. He was unable to play. It was during the last few months of his life. Some of the music that was made on stage during that performance was really terrific. I remember a set that Cecil Taylor played that was really fantastic. We'll get to hear that all again on Saturday night. And we'll get to hear a live concert in just a few minutes here on Fresh Air. Can you give us a call and support that at 243-1234? We have all kinds of ways of saying thank you, not only the programming, but our premiums. But before we say thanks, why don't you say something, okay? Give us a call, 243-1234. When you call, tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. We also want to hear your comments. You know we're anxious to hear your comments. There are listener surveys floating around to our listeners, and we open up the phones once a month, especially for your comments. We really like to have that kind of two-way communication. Now's a very good time to make it. Please show your support at 243-1234. None of the phones are lit. It's very disappointing,
Terry,
right now.
What's the what was the goal for the total of today's program till 5 o'clock?
Well, our goal is $1,200 for today's show, and on last counting, we had about seven. We made $650 in the first hour, so I'm sure that, you know, with just a little bit of inspiration here, that we can make that other $500 before 5 o'clock. But that really entails you going to your phone right now and giving us a call at 243-1234. We have about 52 minutes remaining in today's show. We can, I know, raise that amount of money, but only if you support us. And I remind you that your support is a vote for Fresh Air. It's a vote for public radio. It's a vote for WUHY. It's an important vote. We don't take it all that literally. I mean, we're not going, you know, nothing, you know what I mean, but blah,
we're not,
blah, blah, right?
No, but we're not taking your program off the air if there's one more call-in in 1 minute. But on the other hand,
if it's 2 minutes, I'm in big trouble, so get those phones ringing.
It does provide some indication of support for the programming, and that's not insignificant. It really isn't. And it isn't necessarily the dollar figures, but it's the number of people that call and pledge support that we're looking for. And it is, we have listener surveys, as you mentioned. There are commercial rating services that we subscribe to that tell us how many listeners are supposedly tuning in at each quarter hour. And this is another measurement, really, of support for our programming. And it's a very important one. It's a very real one. We depend upon this, and it is also weighed, frankly, in terms of programming decisions. If there isn't an audience for jazz, for example, perhaps we shouldn't expand jazz, or maybe we're doing too much jazz. That's something that we are asking on the listener survey, for example. This is a chance for you to respond in pledges by calling 243-1234. That's 243-1234 or 1-800-228-5000.
Oh, I'm just thinking back again to the last time we had a fundraiser. No, during the last hour, we raised a lot of money on Fresh Air during the last hour by having a lot of people going to their phone and pledging whatever they could. We got, like, you know, $25 pledges and, you know, $10 pledges in the last, say, 20 minutes of the show. It was great. The phones were constantly lit. I know that we can do that now and that would help us meet the goal. We have about $500 to meet that goal. I know we could do it. Would you please go to your phone and give us some of that support at 243-1234? It's the sound that would make me happiest right now, the sound next to the sound of Barry Harris playing, which is going to make me also real happy in just a couple of minutes when he rejoins us again at the piano. 243-1234 is the phone number. I really hope that you're just on the verge of giving us a call right now.
Some people might be driving home, Terry, so we want to remind them to keep that number in mind. It's 243, very simple, 1234, 243-1234. So if you're not able to call because you're in transit, remember the number and call us as soon as you get home. That might be why so many called in the last hour. Some people might be driving home from work right now from a shift or something like that. So the number again is 243-1234. In just a short time, we'll be returning to the live jazz of Barry Harris, so do call us.
And when you do call and speak to one of the volunteers here in the WUHY studio, you'll find that really everything will be up to them. They will take care of all the little bureaucratic bits involved, and it will be extremely easy for you. And so easy, in fact, that you can even charge it on your credit card if you have a Visa or MasterCharge. And we already determined that minor credit cards, such as Sunshine Sam's Saturday Night credit card, is not valid. But major credit cards certainly
the
are.
The MasterCharge is.
Right.
The MasterCharge.
And so that is one of the many ways that the clever people here at UHY have figured out to make your contribution to UHY as easy as possible. Terry mentioned the jazz premiums earlier, the records, but in a feat of almost preternatural cleverness, I noticed that there are a whole slew of record premiums of keyed to different tastes. For instance, for a gift of $40, you can have any one of the double albums listed under the jazz premiums, or you can have two old-time radio broadcast recordings, which are also listed, or a set entitled The WUHY Sense of Humor, which are two record boxes, the first being The Worst of PDQ Bach, and the other being The Best of Anna Russell. And, of course, we're in the April Fool season now all over the country, after April 1st, and so when music is concerned, this is really, these two records are really in appropriate time to be listened to around April 1st. and also a classical set for $40 is an option, which is two Russian masterpieces by two Russian masters, including a Columbia recording of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, which is, again, is appropriate, and also Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto with Horowitz and Eugene Ormandy conducting the New York Philharmonic. So this is one of the many, three of the many options that are possible just for a gift of $40. But as we were saying, any amount of money is will be appreciated for support of WUHY and, in particular, Fresh Air, since, of course, this is the regular Fresh Air time. 243-1234 is the number in the Philadelphia area, and 800-228-5000 is the toll-free number if you live outside the calling area.
It's really very simple, and it's just as simple as making a phone call and pledging support, whatever you can afford, and whatever you feel our service is worth to you. Many people, you know, feel that they save so much money in the records that they don't have to buy because they listen to WHY that, in all fairness, they feel they owe us something. And so they send in a pledge, which enables us to buy records for everyone to listen to. And we appreciate that very much. The number to call again is 243-1234, 1-800-228-5000 if you're outside of the immediate area code of 215. So we make it as easy as possible, far or near, to call us and pledge your support. You get the premiums. We've talked all about that. And now I think it would be well if we returned to Terry and her guest today, jazz pianist Barry Harris.
Thank you, Bill Siemering and Dave Karpoff. Well, I'd just like to remind you one more time what our phone number is. It's 243-1234. And Barry Harris is with me in the studios. He's seated at our Steinway piano. And Barry would like to introduce a piece for us.
I'd like to do a brand new piece that I've just written. This piece is called 243-1234. Now, in the key of C, 2-4-3-1-2-3-4. And that is your melody, and you will listen, we will play it.
Was nice.
Well, that's what you call freedom, I guess.
Well, the message of the song is clear. I'll repeat the numbers. It's 243-1234. That's not only the title of The tune Barry just played for us is the title, actually, because we've been saying that so much today. I guess it does get to you. Please give us a call using those numbers. You can sing as you dial it, 243-1234. That's a pretty catchy tune to say, really.
That should almost be, you know, if that's the number, you know, just that could be a theme. Pretty, though.
It is pretty. It is pretty. Play another tune for us, Barry.
Okay, let's see now. What shall we play this? What shall we play? Well, this tune I'd like to dedicate. Let's dedicate this tune to the memory of Coleman Hawkins. When Coleman Hawkins came back to the United States, he recorded this song. And it's probably the greatest recording ever made of this song. Body and soul.
Oh, real pretty.
Thank you.
I'd just like to take a moment to remind you that Playing for us this afternoon is Barry Harris, who's joining us throughout the afternoon on Fresh Air. This is day one of our spring fundraising here at listener-supported public radio WUHY, and our phone lines are open. We're at 243-1234. I want to take out a couple of minutes to remind you about how important it is that we have your support. Public radio operates because you keep us here. You keep us here through your support and through the support that you can phone in right now at that phone number, 243-1234. It's about 24 minutes after 4 o'clock, and I don't know how far we are to our goal. We'll find that out in just a minute. In the meantime, one phone is ringing. There's 9 that are free. They're waiting for your phone call. I remind you again about all those times last fall during our fundraiser when lots of people called really close to the end of the show to push us towards that goal. Well, now's the time. The show's getting close to ending. Please get to your phones and give us a call. Give us that support at 243-1234. There's someone else in the studios with us now who I'd like to introduce. He is Fred Miles, a person who may be familiar to many of our listeners who are jazz enthusiasts who are listening now. Fred has been an important member of the jazz scene in Philadelphia for quite a while. You may be familiar with the record label he used to have called Fred Miles Presents. He distributes a weekly newsletter about what's happening in jazz in Philadelphia and New York called Abundant Sounds Weekly. And you can find that in many of the record stores and places around Philadelphia. He's also brought a number of people to Philadelphia to play, including Barry Harris many times, who was, for instance, on the Concert on the Parkway this summer with Dizzy Gillespie, which Fred Miles helped to organize. And he came just to, enjoy with us the sounds of Barry Harris this afternoon. And Fred, you told me that you're about to present Barry Harris with an award.
Yes, we had a poll in the Jazz Weekly recently, and up at Alley's Alley in New York, Rashid Alley's Club, we'll be presenting awards to the winners, and one will be for the Barry Harris Trio, which we're quite happy about, quite proud of, and also that day it's 5 in the afternoon till about 9 in the evening at Alley's Alley in New York, Sunday the 22nd of April. So we'd like to see some Philadelphians, some WUHY listeners up there if they can make it.
That's terrific. I want to thank you for all the work you've done in the Philadelphia area, bringing many people.
Well, Terry, thank you very much for having me by to listen to this beautiful music all afternoon. It's always a pleasure, and thank you very much.
I want to remind everyone our phones are open. 243-1234 is the phone number. Let's check with Dave Karpoff and Bill Seemering and see if we've made any progress in the last few minutes towards getting to our goal this afternoon.
Terry, we have an updated latest total of $743 in pledges so far during today's Fresh Air program. So the pledges are mounting up in the other room. We have an armed guard in there standing guard over the $743 worth of pledges. Can't be too careful. And we'd like to say thanks to George Shriver of Springfield in Delaware for his pledge, and to Joel Ellenwood of Camden, New Jersey for his pledge, and to Michael Marcelli of Villanova, Pennsylvania for his pledge of $40, and he's indicated that he'd like to receive the Charlie Parker album as his premium, the Charlie Parker album entitled The Verve Years 1948 to 1950, so he will be receiving that. You mentioned that I've been sitting here in the other studio listening to this music, and it's difficult for me to keep in mind that how wonderful it is to be able to sit here and listen to this really fantastic music live in the middle of the afternoon here on a rainy day in Philadelphia. It's just tremendous, and I'm amazed that the phones aren't absolutely ringing off the walls at this time. The number is 243-1234. And you mentioned that there's barely more than 30 minutes left in today's Fresh Air.
We have to have those
really
phones start ringing.
To get going.
We really do. We have to have a rally here because we do have goals pegged for the whole 8 days. And it's really essential that we maintain those or we won't make our total goal of $75,000 for the 8-day week. There's a premium that we haven't mentioned, I guess, very often, and that's for $30. You can get a tote bag with an illustration of a dog or a cat, or just a Rites of Spring WHY logo, or a t-shirt. Anyway, if you are a dog fancier or a cat fancier, or a UHY fancier, why, you can show that publicly by pledging $30 to WHY this afternoon. Call us at 243-1234 and let us know that you like what we're doing, that you think it's worth something, that you value it, and are willing to pay for it. Pay as much as you do for a couple of movies or three or four records, whatever equivalent there is. It's hard to go out for an evening and not spend $20.
Yeah, that's really the point, that spending $20 over the course of the year to become a subscriber to WHY is just about the most incredible entertainment bargain there is. It's
131 hours a week. consider that.
Something else that we should mention is that if you've gone in to buy a record lately, you've noticed that the prices are going up and up. And there's a good reason for that, that records are made out of, you guessed it, oil. And the price of oil and everything connected with it is going up. So one thing that you can do to help keep your record bills down, and also parenthetically do something to use your WHY tote bag, is to join the WHY Sam Goody Record and Tape Club, which, in addition to becoming a subscriber and member of WHY, will enable you to get a 30 to 40% discount. Can you believe that? On items at the Sam Goody record stores around town. There's 11 stores around town which cooperate with this.
Right, that's for a $60 gift to WHY. And there are no gimmicks to that. One of the other advantages that we find to that is that there's no cost to us. The other premiums we have to pay for as an incentive to get you to pay us some money. But we can sometimes get discounts on those because of volume and special arrangements. But the Sam Goody thing costs us nothing. And so it's important for us and for you to be able to save that kind of money. Call us now at 243-1234.
And if you live outside the local calling area, call 800-228-5000. That's 800-228-5000. We have some more pledges to acknowledge from listeners. Cliff Hentz in Philadelphia has pledged $40. He too will be receiving the Charlie Parker album. Tony Auth, who is an old friend of WHY, who of course is the nationally known political cartoonist who lives here in Philadelphia, says he likes Fresh Air and All Things Considered, and also O Music with our friend Steve Brooks. So he's pledging $40 and will receive the Billie Holiday album as his premium. And for Tony Auth, we hope that he has a long time of good listening to that album as well as to WHY. 243-1234 is the number. 243-1234. We have exactly 30 minutes before we will join All Things Considered from National Public Radio in Washington.
We might mention that we're having a supplement on the end of All Things Considered at 6:30 tonight, some more testimony from Senator Kennedy's hearing on the possible health hazards to low-level radiation from the Three Mile Island nuclear plant. And that's a very important testimony by some distinguished scientists and experts in the area of that rather unknown area for most of us. And they'll be providing that following All Things Considered this evening at 6:30. So do stay tuned for that. Let your friends know about that as an extra supplement this evening in our Public Affairs Division.
Terry, want to have some more music?
Oh, I'd love to, and we'll check back with you in a few minutes to see if we're getting close to our goal. I certainly hope we will be. 243-1234 is our phone number. Two lines are lit. There's eight that are open, so why don't you give us a call at 243-1234. For those of you just joining us, our guest throughout this afternoon on Fresh Air is pianist Barry Harris, and a number of people have been calling and asking about how they can hear Barry's music on records. So let me briefly tell you that he has three albums on the Xanadu record label. One, the most recent, called Barry Harris Plays Barry Harris. Another of some concerts that he gave in Tokyo, that one's called Live in Tokyo, and the third in which he plays the compositions of Tad Dameron. Also, Milestone Records has just reissued two Barry Harris sessions from the 1960s, and the album's called Stay Right With It. Well, we're really in luck, because Barry Harris is with us right now to play for us live in the studios. Yeah.
Thank you.
combination song. That was I Had a Moon, and then there was a melody that some, I think it was a trumpet player, I think his name was Benny Harris, wrote Ornithology, which was sort of dedicated to Charlie Parker. For those who know what ornithology means, and for those who know the other name for Charlie Parker, then you'll know how Benny Harris came up with ornithology. That's one for you to find out if you don't know.
My guest is Barry Harris. He's performing for us live in the studios this afternoon. I just want to take a moment out to remind you that we're at 243-1234. We're rounding the final minutes of this afternoon's program. There's only 20 minutes left, so we really need a big flurry of phone calls to make it to our goal this afternoon. Can we have your support at 243-1234? Barry, I understand that you're studying classical music now.
Well, I'm studying technique. Mm-hmm. You know, and so in order to study technique, you study classics, you know. I take from a very good teacher who puts me in my place every week. And it's nice to be put in your place every week, you know. You know, it's sort of, he's an ego deflator, I call him. You know? Because after I leave my teacher, I feel like walking in front of a car or something. Because he lays something on me every week, but he's a beautiful cat, you know. I think he's probably maybe the greatest piano teacher in the world. And I feel real fortunate just to have him.
You've done a lot of teaching yourself.
Oh, well, I teach jazz, you know. And you come to me with your technique, and I teach you about improvisation and stuff like that, you know. But with him, it's like a different thing, you know. He's sort of everything, you know. Like people who graduate from Juilliard go to him to get undone what the teachers at Juilliard have done, you know, that kind of thing. So he's a brilliant cat. So I'm lucky that way, you know. So I keep this going because it's, you know, jazz musicians don't work that much. And you can it's very easy to be trifling, you know, if you're allowed to get into it. It's the easiest thing in the world. And then to walk around, you know, like to walk around the streets of New York and not be known and nobody recognize you. I've come to the conclusion, the only people that recognize me are Japanese in New York.
Really?
It's really weird. It's like they have cameras on their backs like they've just gotten off the plane and they're the ones that say, you know, they be taking pictures and stuff, you know, but it doesn't happen, you know. So like, we don't work too much as jazz musicians, especially trying to uphold this, the standards of jazz, you know, and see a lot of young have misguided notions of standards. Period. You know, we have a lack right now of what's really missing right now is we have a lack of quality and aesthetic value and you know, sensitivity. We've become very insensitive. We don't deal in quality, and we don't deal in the aesthetic value of something. Because, I mean, if we I consider jazz very great music, you know, cultural music, and I mean, in order to do it, I know that I should have the best technique, and I know that I should be. In order to get out what's in you, you have to have these things, you know. It's not to make technique an end, because technique is just a means to an end. So one just works, you know, if we could, I don't know, there's something wrong. Keep calling. The phone is not ringing. There are 10 lines open. 2-3-4-2-4-3-1-2-3-4, right?
Yeah, some of you might have heard the piece Barry wrote about that just a couple of minutes ago. There it comes. That's your dialing theme. This is the theme from the dialing story. Go to the phone and write that story. Give us a call. 243-1234. I'd love to, you know, to do a vocal accompaniment for it, but...
You almost did it, didn't
you? Yeah. A little narrative.
But I was right on 243-1234 when you said it. So that was, you did it. You know.
Okay. Let's check back and see how we're doing monetarily towards our goal. Dave, is there a new subtotal for this afternoon?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Terry. The subtotal, as of right now, is $878, pledged by listeners of Fresh Air to WUHY. And among the people that have called have been Gary Frazier of Warminster, who likes he likes your voice, Terry. We want you to know that.
That's nice.
That's very
Thank
nice.
Thank you.
And Jerry Dorn in Philadelphia. And Nicholas DeCredico of Philadelphia, who has pledged $20. And for that amount, Mr. DeCredico will not only get a WUHY program guide in the mail every month, but he's also reduced his taxable income by that amount, so it'll be coming here instead of to Uncle Sam. And so I'm sure that is a an extra bit that he'll enjoy hearing. And that's about it. The phones, I'm sorry to say, are not ringing even after that that wonderful tune based on 243-1234, which I don't think I'll ever be able to get out of my mind now. 243-1234 is the number. Perhaps it would be a bit more difficult to do a tune based on 800-228-5000, but that is the number to call if you're out of the local area code. And we're here, and we have people in the other room waiting. Terry, maybe you can correct me, but I've always been under the impression that if you do a jazz show, you have to start referring at one point or other to the old clock up on the wall, and in the big book of radio cliches, that's really number one. So the old clock up there on the wall now says that it's 4:45, and at 5 o'clock, Fresh Air is going to end, and we'll join All Things Considered, coming from National Public Radio in Washington. And it doesn't look right now that we're going to be meeting the goal set for the amount of pledges this afternoon for Fresh Air. And we're really at a loss to understand why, because this really has been a superlative program, especially for me. I haven't been around to listen to Fresh Air, and it's really wonderful to hear this kind of live music in the middle of the afternoon. It's an unexpected pleasure, just tuning around on the radio dial. So we have a few minutes for people to go to their phones and call. 243-1234 is the number, 800-228-5000. And Terry, perhaps between now and 5 o'clock, we'll have another total ready.
Well, as far as I can tell, Dave, from your last tally, we need about $350 to reach that goal. I haven't been calculating on paper, so I can't really be trusted with these figures, but that seems about right. I'm sure that we can get that in 14 minutes if everybody gets to their phone now and pledges whatever they can. And if that's $50, great. If that's $5, fabulous. $10, swell. $20, terrific. Get to your phone. Give us whatever you can. It's 243-1234. Remember, your pledge is a vote for Fresh Air, and it's a vote for public radio. In a few minutes, we'll be joining All Things Considered, and WUHY's reporters Ralph Flood and Tia O'Brien have kept us and the nation informed on the latest happenings at Harrisburg through All Things Considered. It's your support that has enabled us to do that. 243-1234 is the phone number. Barry Harris, we're getting near to the end of the show. Yeah. I want to get in some more music.
You know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
I think we'll have a reverse giveaway. I'll play this song, and the first 10 people who guess the name of it will have to donate. That's a twist, ain't it?
It sure is.
We won't be giving. They have to give. Just for knowing this song, they'll have to give.
I kind of like that.
Let's try it.
I don't know how we'll enforce it, but it's a good idea.
But let's try
it
anyway and see what happens. Thank you. let's see who the first 10 are. we wait on the first 10 to call.
Okay. No. It's 2-4-3-1-2-3-4, and we're going to check in a couple of minutes and see how many people knew that tune and had to pledge because they knew it. 2-4-3-1-2-3-4. Dave, do we have any more totals there?
No, we don't, Terry. The volunteers are working hot and heavy in the next room. Here are calls coming in now. We have a couple more on the lighting up. No one's been able to take the time to give us a new total. We will, in the next 11 minutes, before all things considered, have a new total. And let's hope that it puts us over the top of the goal of this afternoon, Terry.
Let's hope it does. We needed, on last count, about $350 to reach that goal. There's three people on the phone now. Probably at least one of them knew the tune Barry Harris just played. There's now eight lines open. 2-4-3-1-2-3-4. Let's kind of push us to that goal. It would really be a significant thing for Fresh Air. You know what it is to not meet your goals. 2-4-3-1-2-3-4. That's the phone number. Can you play us another tune, Barry?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking, maybe we should have done that the reverse way. We should have said the ones that didn't know the tune would have to call in and pledge, So now we got it from both ends. We'll say the ones who know the tune have to call in and pledge, and the ones who didn't know the tune have to call in and pledge. And then now if we could have one nice person, I don't mean to say it like that. I mean one special person who might want to hear Stella by Starlight or Embraceable You or Autumn in New York and willing to pledge about $1,000, we're waiting on you. Let's see what we're going to do. Thank you.
was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Are we going to tell the names of the tunes, or are we going to
We would really have to say that everybody who knows the name of the tune would have to send in, you know, a call.
Okay, 243-1234 is our phone number. We're listening to Barry Harris, our very special guest this afternoon on Fresh Air. There's only 4.5 minutes remaining on this afternoon's Fresh Air, so I really hope that you will call us right now and please give us whatever you can. 243-1234 is the phone number. I'm told that we're $958 towards our goal of $1,200. So that's less than $250 in 5 minutes. That's easy. We can do that. 10 people go to their phones right now and pledge $15, pledge $5, pledge $10. Someone will pledge more, and that'll compensate. That's great. Go to your phones right now, please. Give us a call, 243-1234. We're like 3.5 minutes away from All Things Considered. Won't you go to your phone and give us a call? We have lots of premiums. You can ask the people who answer the phone to tell you all about them. 243-1234 is the phone number. Barry Harris, I want to take out a couple of minutes and just thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon and for sharing with us your extraordinary talents.
Well, I thank you very much, you know. And gladly for something like this, you know, because it's, we must keep something jazz. So, you know, in order to do this, I know that the 40 people who came to my last concert, I know that they called in, and I'm happy because of that. Now, if we could just get the 2,000 that stayed home to call, we'd be straight, you know. All we need is the 2,000 people that dig jazz in Philadelphia. They're probably about 2,000. 3,000, 4,000. How many people in this area?
Oh, millions. I don't know how many.
Well, I figure we should be, if it's millions, we should be at least 1%. You know, I judge it by the endowment. The endowment gives part of the 3% to jazz. You know, the other 97% goes to classical. So we jazz programs, we really need something. So please come on in, light up all 10 phones, and consider yourself a member of the UAA, the Underdog Association of America.
Barry Harris, thanks so much for being here. It's been such a great pleasure to have you.
Thank you very
and
much.
We'll have your records to play when you leave the show, so
thank you
will, in a way, continue to be with us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.